maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
You might still be wondering at the moment the story behind why we associate the Easter celebration with eggs and question why the date of Easter changes every year. To talk to us about it is Professor Carol Cusack, a professor of religious studies in the Department of Studies in Religion from Sydney University. She is also an expert in medieval Christianity and contemporary religious trends. Hi, Carol. Thanks for joining us today.
It's a great pleasure to be with you.
Okay, Easter. Can you tell us where this word came from?
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
You probably know that most of the festivals, the names for the festival are derived from the Hebrew word Pesach, which means Passover. Mm-hmm. So in Greek, it's Pascha. In Spanish, it's Pascua. But English and German are different. In English, it's Easter, and in German, it's Ostern. And both of those names come from the name of a fairly minor pagan goddess, who in English is called Yostra, and in German is called Ostara. And she was a sort of goddess of the spring.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's interesting, Carol, because it's the goddess of the spring, right? But in Australia, it's autumn now.
Yes.
Yeah. So can you tell us about it?
Well, the reason that the date moves, I mean, that's kind of a complicated issue, is because there's an attempt to reconcile a solar calendar and a lunar calendar.
Mm-hmm.
So a very long time ago in 325, actually, the Council of Nicaea decided that Easter should be the first Sunday after the first full moon after the spring equinox, which is why the spring goddess and the spring equinox is very important. And that means that it should be the Sunday after the first full moon after the 21st of March. And so that means the earliest possible day that it can fall on is the 22nd of March, and the latest possible day it can fall on is the 25th of April. That's if you're using the Western calendar, so you're a Catholic or you're a Protestant. But in the Orthodox Church, they use a totally different calendar. So they still use the calendar called the Julian calendar, which is named after Julius Caesar, and which, you know, Western Europe stopped using in the 16th century. So that's why their reckoning is different, because the Julian calendar and the Gregorian calendar used by the West aren't the same.
So a lot of our listeners for sure is interested to know, Carol, why the Easter is associated with eggs. Can you tell us about it?
Yes, I can. Easter, of course, is a Christian festival celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the fact that having been resurrected, he has conquered death and sin and offered the possibility of salvation for Christians. And quite early on in the late Roman period, people used to take eggs to church on Sunday, Easter Sunday, to have them blessed and then eat them as a treat for their Easter lunch. Mm-hmm. And this is because the egg is a sign of new life. Chickens come from eggs, but also because laying eggs, birds don't lay as many eggs in winter. Winter is a harsh and cold time. And you said earlier, we're going into autumn. You're right. But all of this first took place in the Northern Hemisphere, where they were moving into spring.
Okay, so why do these eggs are colorful?
Well, that's another kind of folk art custom.
Okay.
And particularly in Central and Eastern Europe, it became very popular to either hard-boil the eggs and then paint the shells in beautiful designs, or actually to put a pinprick in the eggshell and drain out the contents and then paint the hollowed eggshells in beautiful colors and designs.
All right. So, Carol, it's not only eggs that we notice during this time. There are also a lot of bunnies. How is it related to Easter?
Well, that's much later, and it's not really connected with Christianity. The first time we have a mention of a rabbit connected to Easter is in 1722, and a guy called Georg Frank von Frankenau, who was a professor of medicine at Heidelberg University in Germany, he wrote about a tradition in Germany of what he called the Easter hare. And, you know, hares and rabbits aren't exactly the same, but they're, you know, similar. And the folklore that he referred to was that even as early as the 18th century, in fact, probably much earlier, people, children, did Easter egg hunt on Easter Sunday, but they weren't hunting chocolate eggs. They were hunting these painted eggs or hard-boiled eggs. And he said there was a folk tale that said that it was a hare that buried or hid the eggs.
Okay, that's very interesting.
Strange story, but very interesting.
Yeah. Well, can you tell us the difference of Easter celebration from the past to the contemporary time?
Well, obviously, I think that because in the modern world we have, you know, multi-faith, multi-ethnic communities, Easter is still very, very important in a country like Australia because Australia has a Christian history. And, of course, all our public holidays are still built around the Christian festivals like Easter and Christmas. But, of course, for many people, Easter is not celebrated because, you know, they're not religious. So the way that it now functions, and I think that's true of Christmas too, in kind of modern secular societies, is that Easter is a time for gift-giving, usually eggs and bunnies, but chocolate ones, and spending time with friends and family. Whereas, of course, for devout Christians, it's still a very, very powerful ritual season, you know, where on Good Friday there's the services to commemorate the death of Jesus. Easter Sunday, the service commemorates his resurrection. And it's a very, very important time.
All right. So to end this interview, Carol, do you have any Easter message to our listeners?
I hope that your listeners are having a peaceful, happy, and very, very hopeful Easter.
All right. Thank you very much, Carol, and have a great Easter ahead of you.
Thank you.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang inyong mga kwento sa Facebook. SBS Filipino. Sa radio, online, at mobile.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.